Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hard Nine Podcast. Today is April the 7th, and as we stand here at 6:47 p.m., the Cardinals are 5-5 after taking 2 of 3 from the Marlins, still in last place, and I won't say who said they would take 2 of 3. Just know that it wasn't Caleb.
Sorry, I didn't predict Kyle Gibson would give up 6 runs in the first inning.
Do you remember when I said you're going to get 10 great Kyle Gibson starts, 10 horrendous Kyle Gibson starts, and 10 average Kyle Gibson starts?
I don't think
he'll
get
starts.
10 horrendous ones, maybe 8, 7.
I hope not. Today was one.
He was not good today. Well, but I do think it was really nice to see a guy that has a really bad start still give you 6 innings. You know, like, that's huge. Last year,
Agreed.
that would have been Jack Flaherty, and he would have been out in the second, and then you have 7 or 8 innings to cover from a bullpen. You only had to cover 3. I mean, yeah, 3. So that's really big. And obviously, we're not saying, great start, Kyle. You gave up 7 and went 6. No, that's not good. But if you're going to be bad, you might as well at least contribute something, and he was able to do that. But I want to start on a more of a positive note than Kyle Gibson, because that wasn't much positive there.
You are the one who brought it up.
Was I? I don't know. Whatever. No, you brought it up. Either way.
Nope. I did not. No, that did not happen. Do not gaslight me. I get enough of that here.
Either way. The Cardinals have won back-to-back series after the Dodgers series where they absolutely destroyed us. You know, the offense is not there right now, I would say. But to be, you know, 4-2 in your last 6 against 2 teams that, you know, the Marlins are really bad right now. And I told you before the season, I thought they were going to be really bad. But still, like, win series. You stack up series that you win. That's a 667 win percentage every series. It's going to look better than 5-5 here soon if they continue to win series. So that's a positive. We keep coming on here because they want to lose the game they lose at the last game. So it feels worse than it is. But 2 out of 3 is good, and they've done that 2 times in a row now.
Odd report, and I did not go double verify, double secret agent check it, but that the Marlins have not extended or denied the extension for Skip Schumacher. Is that correct? That was real? Because you never
it
know.
It sounds like
there on
it,
the interwebs.
Which,
yeah.
Does that feel like that's so? It's so weird for multiple reasons. He won a manager of the year last year. Two, I mean, maybe it's because Kim Ng was maybe it's part of his decision. He was like, I don't want to be back here. You guys don't try to win. Kim Ng, the girl that hired me, is gone. Like, maybe that's part of his decision.
That could be. I'm not saying that. That would surprise me. However, that's not the way that it was worded. It sounded like the Marlins decline extension on Skip Schumacher. Which
the Marlins
is
are just like a bad organization.
It feels to me like all it is fodder for Cardinals Twitter. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than that. Like, what is wrong? What are the Marlins doing? What are they ever doing? Like, Miami is a great city in America, but it's similar to Vegas to me, where you have to give the people a reason to want to go because they have 5 million other things to be able to go do in the summer in Miami. So they're just not doing that. And Skip Schumacher, like, that was the guy. Like, you want to build around players, but you're not going to have him back next year when Sandy and Yuri and everyone are back, when he actually has a chance again. Like, that's ridiculous.
When the guy, and his name escapes me now, but the owner of Blockbuster owned them. They won 2 World Series, and after each one dismantled for years, built back up one, dismantled again. It does feel like, and I said this when they put baseball down there, Florida was not a great spot for Major League Baseball. And like, look at Tampa. Even in the playoffs we saw last year, that place was not sold out. Miami is a Dolphins town, number one. Then when LeBron went down there, and even when Shaq was there and D-Wade and all those guys before LeBron went, it's a Heat town. Then it's a Hurricane. You might say the Hurricanes are number one or number two there. Like, but they're not even drawing anymore. Yeah, like University of Miami. Like,
oh, that, I thought you were talking about
they're,
that hockey.
They're not
like,
even drawing anymore. So it just seems like that's an odd spot. And like, Tampa's an odd spot. Vegas, I'm intrigued to see how that works. I mean, we know how LA is. LA is finicky.
Yeah. I think, in fairness to the people of Florida, like, they haven't been given a good shot at showing that it can work. Tampa, we know the problems with that and where they're located. And Miami, like, they just have crap teams all the time. Like, they won a World Series with Miguel Cabrera and one of the most talented young hitters we've ever seen, and then they trade him away right after. Like, what are you supposed to get excited for?
It feels to me it's really hard to put a major league franchise, and I guess it has, I mean, but the Dolphins have been there for a long time, so that's a little bit different. But it's hard to put a franchise in such a transient area where you're getting people who are retiring down there from New
Worked for the
York,
Lightning.
or yeah, but did it original? I mean, yeah, it that's true.
It's
That's a
working right
good
now with the
point.
Panthers. Get a good
But
team and
based,
people will watch.
do you think it's because of all the minor league teams in Florida too, like the tradition
No,
of
I think
spring
it's because
training?
there's massive issues with both of those organizations.
Okay,
Like, there's
that's true.
huge issues with obviously the location of Tampa Bay and where they're playing. And then there's an even bigger issue with Miami not spending any money to the point to where Derek Jeter said, "I'm out. I don't want to do this
Right.
anymore." And
If
now
you
Skip
build it,
Schumacher
they
might
will
be gone.
come. And they built that new stadium and no one's coming. So it'll be
Like, is
interesting to
it
see what
fair to
happens.
say Skip Schumacher was like the most highly touted and credited manager in all of baseball last year with what he was able to do with that group
I
and
mean, he
get into
was
the
one of them.
postseason?
I mean,
I
right
mean, he
now, I
had to
don't.
have been.
Yeah, I
Like,
would
he
think
won
so.
Manager of the Year, and people were like, this guy's doing a great job to the point to where Cardinal fans were clamoring for him to be a Cardinal manager. Like, and now he's gone already?
I would say, and his name escapes me for some reason here. My mind is a little bit off. Long weekend, by the way. But whoever's in Baltimore, also, like, you can throw him
Brandon
on that.
Hyde.
On the, yeah,
Yeah.
Brandon Hyde. Thank you. What could not come up to that. Before we get to, we don't even spend a lot of time on the Marlins. It's just an oddity. Like when I saw that, that was a head scratcher to me when I saw that news. So
It's
that's something to
just,
keep
it's
an eye on.
stupid. He'll get a
Makes
job
no
somewhere
sense
else.
at all. But what are you doing? We'll come back to it later. We'll come back to it later when something does happen.
He'll
By the
replace
way,
Mike Shelton from San Diego.
for those of you. For those of you listening on Apple or Spotify, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you. For those of you watching on YouTube, we greatly appreciate you guys as well. If you could hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, hit us on Twitter. Caleb puts all that stuff up there. He works really hard when he should be going to class at the University of Illinois. So make sure we put all of that up there and follow us. We'd greatly appreciate you. We're starting to try to ramp up now that we are in it. First of all, it's awesome to have baseball back. I sat and watched a lot of baseball when I was home this weekend, which wasn't a lot, but when I was, it was nice to have it on.
Yeah, and it's nice to have a Cardinal team that feels different than last year. Like, you just watch them, they feel like a different team. Like, they made their first error today, and it was a relay that Mason was just trying to do too much when he had no chance of getting him, and that was their first error of the season. But on, like, regular routine plays, zero errors. The pitching is a lot better. Like, I know today's a bad day to say that, but it looks a lot better. They're not getting blown up most of the time. And the offense is kind of not relying on home runs at all. They're just kind of scrappy until the power comes along. So they're fun to watch at least right now. I don't know how good they're going to end up being, but they're fun.
Kyle Gibson's a guy who has to hit spots. Today he just did not hit spots. Everything was
Well,
out, leaking out over the middle.
even then, like a couple of the homer, like one of the homers the Jazz hit, the one
Jazz,
homer he
yeah.
hit was out. It was not even a strike.
No.
He was just sitting on it. Like, that's
Yeah.
going to happen with him. Jazz is obviously an incredibly talented hitter. And if he's looking for a pitch and he gets it, he's sometimes they're going to get you. And unfortunately,
Back
there's
to
two
the
guys on base when that happened.
Defense before we get to a little bit of the Marlins series. We don't spend a whole lot of time on it, but there are a few things I want to hit on from that series. I mean, is it fair to say that they're in the running? This is the best defensive infield in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fair to say for sure. Like, you need Arenado to be Arenado, but Nolan Gorman has been awesome at second base this year. Like, he made two plays today that, like, he makes them look so easy now. I think if he keeps playing like this, he's gonna be in the running for a Gold Glove at second base. Like, at this rate, there's a 0% chance of putting Donovan there when Nupar's back on Monday. No chance. Like, Donovan's not that good there. Donovan's good there, but he's not anywhere close to Gorman. And the big thing for Gorman is his range and the ability to, his arm is so good that, he might not have as much, like, range as Donovan, but he can make more plays because his arm's so much better. So I think he's in his double play turning is I've gushed over that for 2 years. He's one of the best double play turners in baseball, I think.
Agreed.
So yeah, I love this infield defense. And Mason Wynn's just so solid. Like, I know he made an error today on a throw where he was trying to do too much. It's gonna happen. We know he throws 102. So when he lets it eat, sometimes it's not gonna be accurate. But the thing that's impressed me a lot about Mason is we've heard that Justin Turner about, oh, well, make the routine plays. We don't care how hard you can throw. He does not try to throw it as hard as he can every time. Like,
No.
he has it there when he needs it. He can let it eat. But most of the time, he's just so accurate and his internal clock's really good. So, yeah, I think the infield defense can be one of the best in baseball for sure.
I agree. Let's get to the series. Opening day was pretty awesome. It's always weird to have a Friday off after you play on Thursday. It's like, and the Twins, have you
Every
noticed the
year.
Twins schedule? Like they were postponed. I think that they've had like four games off already. It's
Yeah, it's
very
been
bizarre
weird.
with, yeah, well, that's what happens, I guess, when you play the Central and you're in Minnesota. Like, I guess that's what can happen. But Lance Lynn, let's talk about that game one. It was great to see him get the opening day nod. Love everything about Lance Lynn. Love it. He's going to take the heat for the three home runs because that is what that is how you're going to look at it, and I think that is fair. But overall, outside of, honestly, this sounds so like cliche, but outside of those three pitches, Lance Lynn pitched a hell of a game. He did make three bad pitches. I understand that, but guys make three bad pitches over the course of the game. There's just a lot of times they don't get hit, and you get lucky or whatever. A home run's a double. It's a flyout, whatever. I thought Lance Lynn was very solid again for the Cardinals on opening day, outside of giving up the runs.
Yeah, it's like going four and a third, you need more than that out of him for sure. Like, that's not good enough. But seven Ks in those innings, he looked really good. I thought, you know, and here's the thing. Like, Lance has always been this guy. He's going to make them hit it.
Yeah.
And if they hit a homer, then they hit a homer. Majority of the times, they won't. Like you just said, how many times do we see guys foul off pitches down the middle? It's hard to hit a baseball that's coming at you at 93, 94. Berger didn't miss him, and he hit one into Big Mac land, which is funny. And then Josh Bell got one too. So it wasn't like the bad hitters of the lineup. It was two guys that you know are dangerous at times that got him. So,
it was funny to me. I texted you immediately because I said on here, the one guy I don't let beat me is Jake Berger. And then he hits two jacks at opening day. And I was like, oh, no, the one guy. But to be fair, Jake Berger hit. I mean, good for him. Homecoming. All his friends and family in town. That was awesome for him. I mean,
he'll
what
a Cardinal at some point, right?
In about 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. Like, especially it's cooler when the Cardinals win because then you can kind of appreciate how cool that moment is for him because it doesn't piss you off. So that was cool. And off of a guy I'm sure that he was watching when he was a kid, which also is probably pretty cool.
Yeah. Really cool to see. For me, I think I tweeted this. That's a game the Cardinals last year lose. That's a game the Cardinals 100%. Last year lose. And to fight back, Herrera, awesome to see Herrera hit his first major league home run. Gorman to get that big hit off of lefty. I mean, right down the right field line was incredible. Like, we saw the triple by Wynn.
Can we talk
Wynn.
About that for 1 second?
Absolutely.
Gorman was looking not great against lefties in that game because the starter was a lefty, right? Yeah, who was it? Ryan Weathers, who looked pretty good, by the way, which was shocking to me because normally he's not very good.
Early, but he did not. I thought I was nervous because it felt like Cardinals should have scored six runs in the first two innings.
Yeah, the second inning, they were smoking. Like, I thought Jordan Walker's ball, like, in a month, that's a home run. And it's April and at Bush, that's going to happen. But that at bat, like, I love he was aggressive on a hanging breaking ball. But what the hell was that outfield alignment? Did you see the right fielder was in center field almost?
It was so weird.
And, like, he wasn't anywhere close to that ball. And he just, like, looped it in, and that was great. And he needed a hit like that. And Herrera looks awesome. Like, today he didn't have a great day, whatever. But, he hit that homer. But then he also, that inning, drove in a run that Arenado and Goldie weren't able to drive in. And that brought him even closer. And, you know, in those situations, like, the closer you get, the more confidence you get. And he was a big part of that, batting fourth. He batted fourth all three games this series while Wilson's out. So, and he's earned it, too. He looks the part. So, I'm happy for him. And also, the Cardinals being able to battle back is refreshing.
At first, and now we can talk about this as we preview the Philly series coming up, but at first, like, I was so frustrated, like, nervous about opening day because watching Sonny Gray's comments, like, right before they aired it, right before the game, you could tell not happy about how the Cardinals were handling this whole situation, and he did not want to go back to Memphis to make another start, and he was convinced he could do that start here, and you could just tell in his face, his tone, his eyes, his body language, all of that. Sonny Gray was not going to leave St. Louis unless they absolutely made him do it. And I was like, oh, no. Of course they can't. But I was like, oh, no, here we go again.
No,
we
they
just
can't.
Signed this guy. Oh, they can't. Okay. Oh, I thought they could.
They can't.
But they could not start him.
They can't.
That's true. They could not start him, though. That's what I guess. That's what
they
I
never
knew.
Do that. But, yeah.
But
it's like the
I was
same
like, league. Oh, no. Our prize season, here we go again. But now he is starting Tuesday, so good.
I think he's just a competitor that wants to contribute.
Love that, by the way.
It's similar to the Jack Flaherty situation, but different. Because remember Jack Flaherty in 2022 when he came back way too early and looked awful from his injury? And the Cardinals seemed a little bit annoyed by that. I think this situation is different. I think it's also one where Sonny's like, you guys don't really know my body. I do. Like, I haven't been here. I haven't thrown a game for you guys yet. And at that point, you trust him. I do want to say, though, he's only throwing 65 pitches. I got two thoughts on this. One, I shouldn't know that he's only throwing 65 pitches because now what are the Phillies going to do?
Yeah.
Take. They're going to make him throw 20 pitches, and then he's going to throw three. So why would you tell us that? That's my first problem. My second problem is I don't 65 pitches isn't very much. Like, how good does he have to be to go five? Like, really good. So he's
Yeah,
probably, you're
really.
looking at 4 innings if he's not, if the Phillies aren't wearing him down, which they're going to try to. So that's a little
Back
alarming, especially against Zach Wheeler.
to your great math skills. To be honest, it takes 13 pitches an inning if you want to know.
What'd I say?
To get through five. You said, how many does it take? It takes 13 an inning. That's
No, I
what it
said, how
takes.
good do you have to be for
Well,
it? I
okay,
think
so
is
you
what I
have to be
said.
13 hit pitches good, then. There you go.
Yeah, and he's not going to do that because that's
No.
not who Sonny Gray is.
But it's good to see them get the win. I thought that
Well,
was
hold
a
on. What
real,
are
I
your
mean,
thoughts on that Sonny Gray thing?
I'm okay with, I agree with you. I never understand why they, like, I never
They
understand why
normally
they announced
don't.
that. I don't understand it at all.
Like, if
It's
you're a
not a rule.
Phillies, no, if you're no, they didn't announce it when Stephen Matz was on a pitch limit. Like literally last week. Like, I don't know who leads off for that. It was Schwarber, Harper, and Realmuto, whoever's in their top three, Trey Turner.
Turner.
I'm taking the two strikes. Like,
Yeah.
unless you throw me a cookie, like, I'm not. And Sonny's not a guy that goes seven most of the time. He's a guy that throws a lot of pitches. He always has been. He's 5 to 6 innings most starts. Like, that's, I don't know why they would tell you that. But
No.
also, like, against Zach Wheeler, that's tough. I think what they're going to do is they're going to send John King down, and I think they're going to have Zach Thompson slide to the bullpen and piggyback him.
I was just going to ask you if you thought that would be my assumption, but I was just going to ask you if you thought that's what they might do. That just makes sense, right?
It makes sense for multiple reasons. One, I think it's good to give Zach another look up here. But also, the best hitters in the Phillies lineup outside of Trey Turner are left-handed. So I mean, that's another advantage you get. Like, Brandon
Right.
Marshall, left-handed, he's been really good. And obviously Schwarber and Harper, who hit lefties well, but they hit righties way better. So yeah, I think that's what I would do if I were them.
Game two, you get the dub, Steven Matz. Guy I predicted to win 15 games on here, even though I really didn't think that out real well, but he's on his
He's
way.
1-1. He's 1-1. Yeah, he's on pace, actually. One, yeah, if he makes 30 starts, he will get there.
There we go. See?
30, I would just take 30 starts out of him. But he looks really good, I think. He looked as good in these two starts as I've seen him look as a Cardinal
I agree.
against semi-competitive teams. Like, obviously the Dodgers are a great team, but the Marlins aren't a bad team. They're gonna probably be, I mean, they might be, but I don't think they're like lacking a ton of talent. It's not working for them right now for whatever reason. But yeah, I thought he looks great. Like, he's legitimately, to me right now, no doubt the second best pitcher in this rotation
Yeah, I
once
agree.
Sonny's back.
I agree. And then yet today, we talked about today a little bit. Anything from the offensive side? Donnie's been fantastic again.
Right.
Seems to be really settling in. Looks healthy. Glad that when he after getting hit twice in the ribs, he's okay. He's looked really good. Any word on what do we know about Willie? When is Willie going to be back?
I would imagine he'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
But he might not be. He might just be DHing. But all the X-rays were clear. So I would just think, he was in the lineup on Saturday, and then they took him out. It was a late scratch, which means he's probably close. So I would imagine tomorrow would make a lot of sense against the Phillies. But at the very, he's going to play this series, I would think, for sure.
I would think so. Do you think they DH him?
I would, at least for one
Yeah.
game.
And with Pahe still here, unless do we
He'll
know
be
like
gone.
Lars raking the ball at Memphis. So
He's
you
back
think he's
tomorrow.
back tomorrow? Yeah. That's kind of what I thought
He's
too.
back tomorrow against the Phillies. There's no way he's not.
So
Which I
so
here,
then
okay, here's a question I'm interested in. I want to know your perspective on this. Because this isn't Andrew Knizner and Wilson Contreras, I think this makes it more interesting since it's Wilson Contreras and Ivan Herrera, two guys that I think both belong in the lineup right now. Like, I think at least they're both hitting like they deserve it. Obviously, Wilson does. Would you rather keep Páez and have him be able to come in as a defensive replacement if you need him? Or would you rather keep Alec Burleson knowing he's probably not going to play much with Nukepar coming back?
you know my hatred for three catchers.
Right. But in this situation, does it make more sense?
With Matt Carpenter on the IL, I think they keep Alec Burleson, if we're going to be honest.
I think Michael Ciani is more important to this team right now than Burleson, just because his defense is so good. Like,
I
you need
won't argue.
Ciani out there in late games, like, to replace Walker. You need that every game when you're winning, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be an intriguing move to see. What I am really intrigued about is after you just said you would have Willie and Herrera in the lineup. I mean, does that mean Lars is in center field?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So now that you're saying that, what I just said is definitely not going to happen because I forgot that Nupar is back while I was talking about Nupar being back.
Well, a great journalism
One,
there. Excellent
my answer
broadcasting.
would be yes, I would do what you said. Nupar would be in center, but that's not happening. Victor Scott, I guess we need to talk about him. He just doesn't look ready to hit in the major league level through no fault of his own. It's just he hasn't developed into enough of a power hitter. I'm not talking about home runs. I'm talking about being able to hit fly balls that aren't always out, to be able to not to hit a high fastball. They're just throwing him pitches up in the zone and saying, "Hey, hit it as hard as you can, and you're getting out," like every single at bat. And he's swinging at it because obviously you're going to swing at high fastballs in the zone. And I don't know what you do. Like the big thing about him has always been that he has a level swing where he punches the ball through the infield. He's not doing that. It's just tough. Like he's batting like 080 something at this point. At what point do you say, okay, enough, uncle, let's get him some time at AAA?
You really set Twitter on a blaze the other day,
I muted it. I didn't even see any of the
and
comments.
smart. There were some really good ones. Like I did go through them. There were some terrible comments. One essentially told me, well, not me, but told you that they should go ahead and make him their fourth outfielder and just bring him in for defensive replacements. As in the tweet, you were talking about delaying his development. So my reply was obviously, yeah, that will really help his development. So that is in there, just so you know. But that is one Cardinal fan right there who wants to do that, so you know. You
If
did.
he
I
was
think you
30, I'd
probably.
agree.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to this. Here's the thing. Defensively, he's a weapon out there. There is
He's
no doubt about
awesome.
it. In my opinion, it's not even close. There's not a. We do not have another center fielder that good on our team right now. I'm
No.
not saying if Tommy Edman comes back, whatever
No,
you.
he's not even
I still
close.
think I agree. I didn't want to. You get mad when I say bad things about Tommy sometimes, so I didn't
Tommy's
want to do
really
that.
good, but Victor Scott's like, if he plays 150 games, he's winning a gold glove.
I don't know the answer to. Here's my question. Like, let me rephrase that. I think you almost have to keep him here because I don't want Lars Nootbaar in center field every day. Like, with
Yeah.
his injury history, that does frighten me. To me, if you want my take, I understand everything you said, and I agree with that if Tommy Edman is here. Like, I really do. Without Tommy Edman, I want to see an outfield
Or
every day.
Carlson.
Right, fair. That's absolutely. And when those two are healthy, they're going to have a decision to make, and we might not have more clarity on that in 2 weeks. Right now,
A
today,
month.
April 8th, whatever it is, April 8th, I think you have to go with an outfield of Donovan, Scott, and Nootbaar. And I know that people aren't going to love that, but Jordan Walker would be my DH moving forward with those three in the outfield because now your entire defense is so much better. And I know people are going to say, well, now you're delaying the development of Jordan Walker in the outfield. Right now, you have to win ball games. This is about 2024. This isn't about 2026. And I understand your development with Victor Scott, but right now, April 8th, 7th/8th, he's the best center fielder you've got in the entire organization. And I think it's pretty hard to send him down to put Lars Nootbaar, who's been injured, in center field. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wouldn't send him down right now. Like I think that's probably what's best for him, but I don't know. It's weird because people keep taking this as me saying like he's not a productive major league player. I'm not saying that. He is. He's a great defensive player and he scores, he has more runs than he scored more times than he's gotten on base because of the error. He's gotten on two errors and scored on both of them. So he scored 9 runs. I think he's gotten on base like 7 times with walks and hits. So that's crazy, obviously. By on base, I mean towards his on base percentage, not
Correct.
getting. Obviously, he has to get on base to score. He's very talented, but to me, it's not about, oh, he's this good in the outfield. Oh, he's no, because he's a young guy that you need him to be good for you for a long time. He's a part of your future. Now, the hope is here. Maybe he has a really good series against the Phillies, which, by the way, you're facing Nola and Wheeler, so I don't know how likely that is. And then he just takes off from there. I hope that's what happens. But as we go deeper and deeper into this 0 for like 17 slump he's in, at what point do you say, good God, how much are we going to kill this kid's confidence at the plate?
Yeah. Well, I think also we know how they feel about him. He was slated to be at AAA. Had it not
We
been
know
for
how
a Dylan.
Mozeliak feels about him.
Okay. Well, had it not been for a Dylan Carlson injury, well, this wouldn't even be a discussion. We wouldn't even be talking about Victor Scott's development. He'd be at AAA. So it wouldn't even be a thing. I just think
We'd probably be
right
talking
now,
about should we call Victor Scott up because Carlson's struggling.
unless you're comfortable, and if your answer is yes, and there's your overall answer, putting Michael Cianni in center field every night and letting him hit 080. Like then, yeah, then that is your answer. Like that's the only
No,
other
not doing
answer.
that.
But again, I don't. Then I think you've downgraded the defense in center field. No shot at Siani. I think he's very good. I just don't think he's Victor Scott good in defensively. I just think until Carlson and Edman are back, this org you're kind of stuck with him in center field, and you kind of have to live with the average and hope that either he can get a few bunt hits, he can find a way to work counts and get on base and steal bases. I think that's what you have to hope for. And it sucks. It sucks for him. It sucks for the team. It sucks for Tommy. It sucks for Dylan. It sucks for all of them. I just don't know what the other answer is.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing, though, is like living with it. I don't care that he's batting what he's batting because he's producing enough in the field to do whatever. It's about him being never played a triple A. Like, it's not even for me about what it means for the team. I don't care. He can bat 080 to 150 because he's not going to bat 080 forever. That's just the law of averages will tell you that won't continue. But he can bat that and play his defense and still help the team win a lot of games. It's about him. It's not about the team. The team's doing just fine. It will do just fine as long as he's out there because he's saving runs. Like, if we're being honest, he's saving more runs than Carlson would. And I don't know how many runs Carlson's going to produce, but from what we've seen the last 2 years, we don't know if it's going to be a ton. So he might even be more impactful than Carlson right now with his awful offensive stats. But it's more about, like, how long and when did we start to say this kid's too talented and has too bright of a future to let him continue to flounder. And we still saw with Walker last year, learning a new position, learning how to hit in the big leagues, things like that, they're very difficult on the fly. It's hard. You know, you're preparing to play a game every day. You don't have the time to look at your swing all the time. It's hard.
Agreed.
And to get to your point about Walker, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't DH him. And here's why. I think he's looked really good now. That might be an exaggeration. He's looked 100 times better in the outfield than I thought he would. Like, maybe 1,000 times better. And when you start to see a young guy do what you've asked of him and perform, and he's made a couple really great plays, he hasn't had any blunt. Well, today he had a little bit of one, but that was a ricochet off the wall that he just muffed a little bit. Once he starts to do what you're asking him to do, I think it's tough to then say, oh, back to the bench. Like, I wouldn't do that to him.
So you're DHing Donovan or Nubar?
I'm DHing Donovan and letting him roam whenever he needs to. That's what I would do.
Well, you can't let him roam if he's DHing.
Well, I'm saying there's days where this allows you to get Arenado off his feet more okay. And Goldie off his feet more and put Donovan at first and third when that happens. That's what I would do.
That's fair. I understand that. That's fair. What do we know about Middleton? Is there any word on him?
They said he had an injection in his elbow. Not his elbow, forearm, sorry. And he's on no throw for a week, and then they're going to see where they're at. It is concerning. They did an MRI and said there was no structural damage, but it is concerning that he stopped throwing again. I don't know. For me, whatever time you think he needs off, double it. Like, agreed. Don't rush him back from a forearm injury. That's a Tommy John waiting to happen. And then you don't get him at all on this contract. So take your time with him. You have other guys that can get out.
Speaking of TJ, and I don't mean Oshie, sad news on Shane Bieber. Here's the thing. I heard all offseason how the Cardinals had to sign Shane Bieber. You and I both last year. Well, early on, and that's what I mean. Sorry, my apologies. Yeah, they wanted us to trade for him at the deadline too. Remember that? Like, that was big. And we both said, just be nervous. I'm a little nervous about forearm injuries. We were told he'd be fine. He's a veteran, whatever. He's not fine. Like, forearm injuries turn into elbow injuries, and it sucks for him. It sucks for the Guardians. It sucks for the fact that he is a free agent at the end of this year. All of that really, really sucks. Then you also add in, obviously, the news on Yuri Perez shut down for Tommy John. And then, I mean, it does feel like Spencer Strider is obviously heading that way. I know he said he's got decisions to make. What are your decisions? Like,
it's internal brace or Tommy John is what it is.
Yeah, and also,
because I think he's already had Tommy John once.
You're just delaying the inevitable with that, like it feels like, right? Well,
it doesn't. I don't know. The internal brace has worked for some people. Bryce Harper got it. Donovan got it. I don't know the science behind that. I know that getting a second, I believe he's gotten Tommy John before in college, I think. Getting a second one is tough. Like, Walker Buehler took him like 15 months to come back from that. And he's still not back. So it's taken even longer than that. So I don't know. It just sucks. And there's a really good chart. I don't remember who put it out there. I think it was Eno Saris that talked about it. Average fastball velocity and slider velocity, the correlation between that and people who are currently injured with Tommy John or elbow injuries, if you throw harder than 95 on average, you're going to get hurt. It's basically what we're finding out right now. Yeah. And it sucks because those guys are so supremely talented. You want to see them pitch. I want to see DeGrom throw 102 because it's fun to watch. But at some point, like, you got to prioritize these guys' health instead of asking them to be relievers that throw 90 pitches.
Do you think we start to see a shift in the high school, college level draft pitching wise, as far as, because the shift has gone now straightly to velocity. We want guys who throw as hard as they can. Mm-hmm. If they get shut down, we'll find another one. Right. Do you think it's going to start to shift, like the pendulum's going to come back a little bit? It always does, feels like, to where we want guys who can get outs and who can be on, again, the best ability is availability. And we know, I mean, with the science, it's definitely, you mean you're not supposed to throw a 94-mile-an-hour cutter? No, that's why it's never happened before. So, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah,
Jacob DeGrom throws 95-mile-per-hour sliders, surprise, right. His elbow hurts, like, of course. Yeah. And that's not me hating on him. That's what they're told to do. I don't think it's going to change. It won't change until those guys stop being the best pitchers in baseball, because they are. Like Garrett Cole through his whole career, and there are some oddities like Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander, who have the majority of their career been very healthy. They're dealing with some things now, but those guys have always thrown upper 90s. So I don't know the answer. I don't think it's a perfect science, but you're always looking for that next Garrett Cole. You're not looking for your next Chris Bassett. So I don't think it's going to change.
Shot at Chris Bassett there.
He's a very good pitcher, but that's not the guy you're looking to draft with the 1-1 pick.
Yeah, it sucks for baseball. We want the best players in the game. I've said this all along.
Who's the best pitching prospect in baseball, Dad?
I honestly don't even know who the number one. I shouldn't.
What state do you live in?
I live in Louisiana.
Okay.
Oh,
what's
Paul
their
Skeens.
Best baseball team?
Paul
there
Skeens.
You go.
Yeah.
He throws 102.
Well, they're bad right now. We don't want to talk about LSU baseball.
Right.
They're
Pirates
bad.
Are very good right now.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens throws 102 miles per hour. Would you take Paul Skeens or Michael McGreevy?
Right. I understand it. That
like, that's what I'm
question.
Saying. They're never going to change.
My question
because
was, at
Paul
some
Skeens...
point, if you're going to be investing millions of dollars, I go back to the best ability is availability. And if you're going to have a guy out for 16 months, I mean, that's tough. And there's no guarantee coming back. We've seen a lot of guys have Tommy John and come back in the bullpen. Like that, we've seen that happen quite often.
Yeah, it's tough. And it definitely – and the whole thing that's a little bit frustrating to me, and there might be some legitimacy to it, is the pitch clock conversation. But then, like, that doesn't explain why there are so many guys who already threw the ball within 20 seconds every time.
Right.
They were fine. So maybe it does. Maybe I'm sure there are some guys who feel rushed and then their body's not used to what's happening. I guarantee that's happened to cause injuries. But is that the majority, or is it just, you know, the fact that these guys are doing what relievers used to do and they're doing it for 80 to 100 pitches every 5 days?
Yeah, agreed. I don't know. I mean, I don't think we'll ever know the answer. I mean, the science is the science. And I think there is, I mean, you're not even supposed to be throwing overhand. That's not a natural movement. Underhand throwing is a natural movement. That's why softball pitchers can throw 7 games in a day, it feels like, if they want to. But when you're starting to throw 95-mile-an-hour sliders, we know that that can't be good on an elbow. It just can't be.
No.
I don't care what you try to tell me.
It's not. And it's even worse when these guys are getting second Tommy Johns in the big leagues, because their first one was when they're in high school or college.
Yeah.
Because they were throwing curveballs at 13 years old.
Correct.
It's just the reality of it.
We know about that. Yeah, it sucks. And it just sucks for the game. I want, like I said, I want the best in there. I want Yuri Perez pitching for the Marlins. I want Spencer Strider
and
pitching for the Braves. I don't care about that. But I do want Shane Bieber pitch. Like that's what I'm saying. Like it sucks.
Who looks great, by the way, which sucks. He got his velocity. With Shane Bieber, he literally went to try and get his velocity back, got it back, and got hurt.
I know. Well, I think he was always hurt, and
But he was throwing.
Went.
I mean, the reality
is
that when you're throwing harder, your arm's moving faster, which is causing more tension on it. Like that's
before
just
we get
how
to
it
the,
is.
We don't spend a lot of time on the upcoming Phillies series, even though I think this is a pretty big series for the Cardinals.
It's,
we'll talk
yeah,
about here in a minute. Just a couple things. Jordan Hicks lights out again. That was great to see. Mm-hmm. Tyler O'Neill, 4 or 5 home runs now. I think it's 4, but it could be 5.
I think it's five today. I think
it could be. And also, please stop telling me that we got rid of Shelby Miller and he's good now. Like, come on. Like, I love Shelby Miller.
It took him 7 years.
Let's just stop. Let's stop on that. Okay. We can cut off. We can be.
Are people
logical.
Saying that for real?
Do
they know how
times
good
today
Jason Hayward was here,
like,
for the year he was here?
Just cut that out right now.
We literally got Jason Hayward's best year of his career the year we traded Shelby Miller. So stop. If that's something you're saying, just stop saying it.
By the way, I'm really happy for Jordan. And I'm really intrigued to see what that Giants team does when they get Snell back and they get Robbie Ray back. Because, I mean, you look at that rotation with
–
And Alex Cobb. That's right. You get those three back, but you've already got Webb. You've got the young kid whose name escapes
Harrison.
Me right now. Harrison. And then you've got Jordan Hicks. I mean, that might be a 6-man rotation that they go to, which would not be a bad idea with all of those guys.
It's a really good idea, especially with Robbie Ray coming back from Tommy John.
And then Kyle Harrison. And Jordan Hicks transferring into a
starter.
That's just, to me, that makes a lot of sense.
But the only thing I would do is make sure I get Webb in there every 5 days and everyone else goes on 6-man.
They could do
Webb,
that.
Webb's a 220 inning pitcher. Like
Yeah.
he's incredible because of that. So I'd let him do that. But everyone else,
Agreed.
yeah, go on six man.
Anything else out there? Surprise. By the way, if you go get a chance, go watch the Norfolk Tides. They score like 18 runs a game. The
Yeah.
Orioles, might, if it's not Jackson Holliday, it's the other outfielder, Swenson or Swanson, whatever his name is. And if it's not him, it's
Hauser?
or Garrett is. I knew it was somebody that I didn't remember what his name was. And if it's not him, it's the guy's name from Iceland that I can never pronounce.
Hurstad?
There it is. From
Yeah,
Arkansas.
they're really good. They're really good. And you know how
See?
good they are when you don't know their names. But Jackson Holliday is incredible.
I just can never pronounce their names.
Someone find out what the day is where you get one more year of service time, and that's the day Jackson Holliday will be in Major League Baseball.
How long can you keep him down there if you're the, like, honestly, like,
Well, that's the day. Look, whatever that day is where you get an extra year of service time out of him, that's the year day they'll call him up. Or maybe 2 days after to make it look less shady.
yeah, because he just can't stay down there too much longer. Like,
No,
there's
dude,
no reason.
he's a star. He is a star.
Agreed.
Like, I've never
He's
been more
20.
sure. I've never been more sure of a prospect becoming a star than I am with him. Never in
He's
my life.
20.
Maybe Corbin Carroll. That's the last those two.
Well, what you're seeing with J-Rod, the resurgence of the guy out there in
I
center
knew that
field who
one
is,
too.
that's one right there. Yep.
Tried to tell you.
By the way, your boy is Jared Kelenic, and my boy is walking out the real motherfucking cheese by Eazy-E,
He's
and
hitting
that just
well
makes me
too.
love him even more. He's got to get a shirt. He's already got his own brand. If he gets a real motherfucking cheese shirt, I'm buying it right now.
Yeah. He's a nine hitter for the Atlanta Braves. It's just
Yeah,
silly.
he's playing nice defense out there. I've watched a couple games,
He
and
was batting like 600.
they're doing a really good job of not exposing him, like, in bad situations. And I
They
think
don't
that's
have to because
smart
they
when
have
you
Adam
no,
Duvall.
bingo, bingo. Okay, let's get to this Philly series because I'm really intrigued. You got Turnbull tomorrow, you got Wheeler on Tuesday, and then you got the old guy who always gives the Cardinals massive fits on Wednesday, TBD.
That's Aaron Nola.
Well, not yet. It's not right
That's
now.
Aaron
It is.
Nola.
The three worst letters in Cardinals history, TBD.
Okay, it's Aaron Nola. That's who it's gonna be. So they just haven't announced it yet. I thought they did, but it's Aaron Nola is who it's
As
gonna
far
be.
as MLB.com, it's not listed there.
Yeah, it's gonna be Aaron Nola. I'll be shocked if it isn't, because that's just the rotation they're going with.
How, hold on,
Yeah.
before we talk to about it, how excited are you to watch Miles go up against Schwarber, Harper, Realmuto, Turner, Bohm, where the list just goes
Dude,
on
I
and
throw
on.
Alec Bohm in there like he's supposed to scare me.
He's on
Stop
my
it.
fantasy team. I love
Yeah,
you.
he's the most average baseball player to ever play this
You just
sport.
hush your mouth.
He's literally like a zero WAR for his career.
There's
He's
no
like the
need for
most
that.
average player
There's
of all
no need for your
times.
Alec Bohm hate on this
I
program.
don't hate him. He's average. We've been waiting for 5 years for him to get better, and he hasn't.
Five years.
I think he'll do fine.
Okay. All
I think
right.
he'll do fine at Busch. First start at Busch. I think he'll be okay. Like he'll probably go. I mean, six innings, three earned runs, and hope the Cardinals can hit Spencer Turnbull, right? Like, that's
Yeah.
fine.
Alec Bohm has a 1.1 career WAR. There can be no Alec Bohm hate
Okay, so he's
in this.
one win above replacement level. You know, replacement level means you're bad, right?
Well, so he's one above it. What do you want me to
How?
say?
Okay, we've been talking about how mediocre Nolan was last year. He
He's
had a
played four.
2.5 WAR last year.
He's only played 460 career games. Tell me he's been here for 5 years.
460 career games, and he has 1.1 WAR.
Well, he's got 0.2 already, so he's off to a good start.
Mookie Betts has three WAR this year
Well,
already.
I did not compare him to Mookie Betts. You just
Mookie
hush.
Betts has
You
been
just
better
watch
in
it over
2 weeks
there.
and Alec more valuable in 2 weeks
I would hope
than Alec
so.
Bohm has been in 400 games. Get out of here with that. I don't want to hear Alec Bohm.
Phillies do come in at 4-5 in what we thought was going to be a strong NL East, but there's only one team that has a winning record there. And Austin Riley hit a ball that still has not landed today. If you did not see it, go watch
The
it.
Braves are very good. The Braves are
They
very good.
are. And even, you know, it sucks with Spencer Strider. They're going to find some guy I've never heard of, probably won't be able to pronounce his name. He's going to come up, he's going to win 17 games, and then the
Smith
next thing you know,
Shaver
they're
is who
going
it's
to win
going to be.
110 games.
It'll be Smith Shaver because he's a
There you
stud and
go.
he's just waiting there for him.
There it is.
Here's the thing about the Phillies. And yes, they're a very scary team just because of the star power they have, the name recognition in their lineup. Plus, you're facing their two aces, well, one ace and one Aaron Nola that you don't really want to be facing. You'd like to miss at least one of them. Here's the thing. The Phillies are a playoff team, okay? They're a mid-80s team win team every year. They're not this juggernaut that people like to act like they are when you see them on your schedule. They're just not that. Now, are they good? Yeah, they're a good team. They could put up a lot of runs really quickly. And Miles Michaelis, that might happen off them. But the Cardinals need to hit, dude.
Yes.
Like Arenado and Goldschmidt need to wake up, or they need to be moved in the lineup because they are killing this lineup right now.
Well, they
Nolan
moved
Arenado is on
Arenado
the worst to
up.
third. Well,
Right.
they had to because Wilson's gone, but and Nupar will be in that spot, I would assume, tomorrow, right? Bat him
I would
third.
assume so. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yep.
And here's what's really that lengthens your lineup out so much. I have Nupar there, then Arenado, then you can go Contreras, and then Gorman six. I love that, but it's really frustrating for me to see those two struggle as much as they have. And I get it. Arenado's on the worst 9-game hitting streak of all time. I've never seen someone have a 9-game hitting streak and look so lost at the plate, but he's got to figure it out. And Jim Edmonds was talking about how he said he felt rushed in the box. If that's still the pitch clock, man, get used to it. For God's sake, it's been 2 years, over a
I
year now.
yeah, agreed.
Like you need, I'm not going to hate on Arenado. We had some really good moments this series we didn't talk about. That double was huge in game one. He had a couple hits. He's had two other hits, I think, this series. But he needs to hit a home run. Get that monkey off his back, please. That's what I'm looking for this series. We need one Arenado homer against somebody because he has not hit
Game
one since last August.
three, Wednesday is a 12:15 game. So we know what that means. That means getaway lineups probably for both teams, no matter
That
what
means I'm not
happens.
going to my class on
Hold
Wednesday.
Aaron Nola versus Lance Lynn. That game might be 2 hours long.
Bryce Harper's going to hit a homer and lose 1-0.
That might be what happens right there. Where's Juan Yepes when you need him?
Bryce Harper and Schwarber are going deep. We're losing 3-0. There it is. Yeah, it's tough. It's going to be tough, but the Cardinals need to hit. Like, seriously, I'm tired of hearing, oh, well, this guy looks good today. Max Meyer looks good today. Ryan Weathers looks good today. Bobby Miller just got killed by the Cubs. Like, you've got to be able to hit good pitching. So I don't want to hear it anymore.
No.
They have to win one of the Wheeler Nola starts and beat Spencer Turnbull. They need to go 2 out of 3 in this series.
Okay. Anything else with the Cardinals that you want to hit on or around Major League Baseball that you've really been trying to pay attention to that we haven't talked about a lot that you think we ought to go ahead and give some time to?
The Pirates are really good, it looks like right now.
Yeah.
The NL Central looks really good.
It
Like
does.
the Cardinals are 500 and they're in last place.
Yep.
I don't know how much that's going to continue, but the Brewers look really good. I'm hoping this division's actually good because that means the Cardinals are going to have to do something at the deadline or
Yeah,
they're going to
I
miss the
agree.
playoffs again. And I really think that's a nightmare scenario for them to miss out on the playoffs again. So that's one thing I'm paying attention to. I think the Eastern divisions were overrated. I don't think the Blue Jays are very good. And I really don't think, I think there's one good team in the NL East. Well, two. I think the Phillies are good. Other than that, I think the Eastern divisions are weak. That's all
Well,
I
I mean,
got.
the Red Sox are playing pretty well right now to start. The
For now.
Yankees are playing really well, and the Orioles are 5-4.
To be fair, the Red Sox have played the Angels and the Athletics.
You know whose games outside of the Cardinals and Mariners I'm going to watch more than anybody this year?
The Orioles?
Well, that's a good one, but I mean, I will watch a lot of it because I love their broadcast team. So that's one right there. But no, it's going to surprise you. It's in the same state that the Cardinals play in because I cannot watch enough of Bobby Witt Jr. And that group is fun to watch right now. MJ Melendez is back, my guy. My guy, MJ Melendez has two jacks. He's hitting like 380. He's back. That
Did you see
Garcia
his
kid
homer
who plays
yesterday?
third base. I
Michael
love that
Garcia.
team.
He's on my fantasy team.
Like Bobby Witt is the most fascinating player because it felt like when he came up, there was all of this talk, but it was J-Rod stealing everything. And Bobby Witt didn't have that great initial surge with the Royals. But then last year, the quietest, what was he, 30-50? Something like that?
I think it was 30-40, I think.
I think it was 30-50. What either way, whatever it was, like was outshadowed by Ronald Acuña, deservedly so, by the way. I'm just saying. And the fact that he was with Kansas City, I'm intrigued. And obviously, that kid Reagans, who they got in the deal that they
Stud.
stud, absolute
Chapman.
stud.
Got him for Willis Chapman.
I mean,
Best win-win
stud.
deal of the last 5 years. You get a
Absolutely.
World
And
Series, you get an ace.
that's another guy throws 102. So let's just hope that he stays healthy. But I love to watch that team. Like I really, and I Salvador Perez has a soft spot in my heart and will forever. One of my all-time favorite players for some reason. I
He
mean,
is
I just
great.
love everything about him.
Yeah, me too. I think Bobby Witt Jr. is a top 10, maybe top 5 player in baseball.
He is
I
so
really
much fun
do.
to watch play,
He's
dude.
I think he's the best shortstop in baseball, and I don't think it's close.
That's a
He
great
also
that
got a Gold
we ought to
Glove
talk
stolen
about.
from him last year.
We ought to do that sometime and talk about that because that's a really intriguing list to try to talk
Who's
about.
close to him? Lindor, is that it? Lindor's batting 030, by the
Corey
way.
Seager.
Yeah,
I
he doesn't
mean,
play enough though.
Witt has been in the
Corey
league
Seager is the
for.
best shortstop in baseball. Yes, I
Thank you.
agree.
Thank you.
But Bobby Wood
I mean,
Jr. is right there. Like, those two are both top 10 players in baseball for me right
I
now, if I
agree.
was
I
making
agree.
a list.
Yeah. Mookie Betts is the best shortstop in baseball, by the way.
Don't consider him a shortstop still. Maybe that's my fault. But I we'll see. We'll see how he develops there. I don't know. I don't know what his defense looks like. I haven't watched enough.
We talked a little bit about past Cardinals. Jack Flaherty was not good today, by the way. He got lit up early.
By
Five
the
gave up five
A's.
runs. Yeah. That ace also, can we talk about that just for 1 second? That's one
I
thing
know,
I wanted to
it
talk about.
makes me angry.
What are we doing? First of all, there's two things. And we don't have to dig deep into this because Major League Baseball could not have fucked this up anymore if they tried. But one, you send Ruiz down, the guy who like was an all-star last year. He has what, a 1,200? What, wasn't he their only A's all-star? Oh, I thought he
He
was.
was kind
My
of bad
apologies.
last year.
No, he had like how many stolen bases? So I
He
thought he
was
was
he
the.
yeah, he had 70 stolen bases. I don't know who their I don't know who theirs would have been.
I think it might have been him, dude.
No. Was it Zach Geloff?
Maybe it was Brent Rooker. Either way.
Brent Rooker, that's who it was.
Okay. So either way, my apologies on that one. But you send him down to AAA. What are we
I don't
doing?
get it.
And then you announce that you're going to play 3 years of games in Sacramento. First of all, I'd rather go watch the Savannah Bananas if I'm in Sacramento than the Oakland A's because, one, they're going to play without a name, dude. It's not even
Savannah
going to be the.
Bananas aren't anywhere close to Sacramento.
That's my point. Send them there. Send them there.
Okay.
Like, they came to Baton Rouge. They were right up the road. Couldn't get tickets. Tried.
You might
Couldn't
have a
get them.
nicer field in Savannah.
I'm just saying, like, you'd have more fun going to watch them. They're going to play without a name. What has happened to Major League
The
Baseball,
A's. They're
dude?
called the A's, is what they're called.
What is happening?
I got multiple things on this. One, it's embarrassing for the sport. It's embarrassing for the fans. I don't blame any fan there that just stops watching baseball. I don't blame them. They just got spat on basically by the league. So I wouldn't blame any of them to do that. And if you want to follow your team there, I don't hold any ill will against that either. But it's just so unfortunate because one, you're going from a top 10 media market in baseball, top five, I think, in the Bay, to Sacramento, which is like number 20. And then you're going to Las Vegas, which is like number 45.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing? And also, like, they keep saying that they want to be at $150 million payroll by the time they get to Las Vegas, which now looks like it's going to be 2029
Eight
at the earliest.
or 29, yeah, somewhere because they're
And
in
there's like
Sacramento
a
until
fourth-year
27,
option.
I think. Yeah.
And there's a fourth-year option, which I would imagine they will exercise because that gives John Fisher more time to twiddle his thumbs. But who is going to sign with them? Who
No
the
one.
hell? Name me one. You know how much you're going to have to overpay to get a.
Sorry.
I'm just going to use him as an example. A Corbin Burns to want to sign with
Yeah.
you over another team that's offering similar money to go play in a major league stadium.
With stability.
Right. Without John Fisher being there, with a fan base, because the Oakland A's have a great fan base. When they're in Sacramento, that fan base is gone.
Yep. I want the A's relegated because of the owner, and I want the Savannah Bananas
I hate
in Major
it.
League Baseball.
I really hate it because the A's are one of the top five organizations in baseball history, and people
Yes.
forget about this. Like, they have their
Well,
history is
let's relax
incredible.
on top five, but they're up there.
I mean, aren't they top five in rings?
Oh, that they might.
I think they
I don't
are.
know.
How many do they have? Five, six?
Probably. I mean, you got the Dodgers, you've got the Yankees, you've got the Cardinals. I mean, you got the Phillies, the Giants. I mean, the A's, the Reds. Pretty hard to put the A's above any of those teams, I think. But
Hold on, I'm looking this up.
Your point sticks. The Red Sox.
They are one, two. They're sixth in
Okay.
rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they're one of the best teams in. I mean, they're
I
one of the best
agree.
organizations in baseball history,
100%.
without a doubt. And even
Yep.
like, go back 3 years ago when Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, they're winning 100 games. What happened? It's ridiculous.
Sorry about that. My
It
allergies are.
Sucks. It just
My
sucks. I
allergies
feel
are terrible.
horrible for the players that are going through this. Like, if I'm Zach Gelof, I'm saying, fucking trade me now.
Yeah, I
trade me
agree.
today. I'm not playing until you trade me.
No.
I'm not playing in
Right?
Sacramento.
Who's the kid that throws so hard, too? Mason
Mason Miller.
Miller? Yeah. Yep. It's sad. It's terrible. And it's just a tear. It's like the Arizona Coyotes in the NHL. Just a terrible look for the league. It really is.
Yeah, but at least the Coyotes aren't moving.
No,
You know, at
that's
least they have
actually very
that.
valid. They
Like,
did
they're in
talk about it,
Arizona.
though. There was talk about that. Yeah,
Okay.
instead of adding on teams, let's just eliminate one and
You know
add
what they're
one.
talking about now? They're talking about an expansion team going to Oakland.
Oh my God.
Because
That's
if you're Major League Baseball, like, you should be smart enough to know that Oakland wasn't the problem. It was
right.
The stadium and the owner that didn't want to build a new one.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, if you
Well,
have a
that'd be
good
great for
stadium in
City.
Oakland, if you have a good stadium in Oakland with a good team, it will sell out every night. It will.
Yeah, that
We
poor
saw it
city
with
has lost.
the Warriors.
Lost the Raiders, what, twice? They've lost the
The
Warriors. They've
Warriors?
lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
We got to
terrible. All
go to
right,
our
we need to get out of
predictions.
here. Okay.
We didn't do our predictions for the
Predictions.
series.
I'm going to say that we take one of three.
Okay. I'm going to say 2 of 3. I'm always optimistic. I'm going to say 2 of 3. I think they
You
win the
are.
Turnbull start, and then I think they take one of the Wheeler Nola starts.
Okay, I
And give
love
me a
that.
hitter
I'm
and a
rooting for
pitcher.
that.
Hitter and a
By the
pitcher.
way, we've had three series. I've got two wins, just so you know, because you should
Hitter
be
and a
keeping
pitcher.
track of that.
I haven't.
Hitter, pitcher. I'm gonna go Lance Lynn. I think that's the game they win. I don't trust Miles Michaelis. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Hitter, I can no longer pick Nolan, which does mean now he will hit three home runs in the next three games because I
Yeah, stop
cannot pick
picking him,
him.
actually.
Yeah,
Don't put that juju on him.
I'm done picking him. I'm gonna pick Jordan Walker. I'm gonna
Okay.
pick Jordan Walker.
Couple doubles this series.
Some good swings this series, and hopefully maybe that gets him going at least tomorrow. That'll carry into some tough at bats against Wheeler and Nola.
It's tough, yeah, but I mean, he could handle tough righties for sure. I think my one, I'm gonna go 2 of 3. I just think I already said that, but my pitcher is gonna be I'll go Sonny. I think Sonny's gonna go 4 shutout innings. That's my prediction. 4 shutout innings on 65 pitches, and then my hitter is gonna be, well, why not Lars Nootbaar? I think he's gonna come back and be good immediately.
Okay, I love it. That's good. I picked Nolan and I picked who did I pick for my pitcher? Matt.
You picked Lynn. I also something we didn't talk about. It's gonna be nice to have Wilson back in the lineup. Him and
Yeah.
Nootbaar being back in the lineup is huge. Huge for the, I mean, huge
Lengthens
for their
that
offense.
lineup so much,
I
so
mean, those are two
much.
of their top five hitters, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's huge.
One thing we didn't talk about that I really want to talk about next time, and hopefully we'll have more to talk about with that, is we got to talk about the development of Mason Wynn so far.
He's great.
We have
Yeah.
not, I feel like we have not spent enough time on Mason Wynn. So
No,
that's
we
something
haven't. He's been really
I want
good.
to talk a little bit about next time. All right, guys. Hey, enjoy your week. Hope things are great up there wherever you are. And let's go for two or three. Let's get the sweep. Go Cards.